Praise the Lord. If you want to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 27, today we're going to kind of build on what we talked about last week. Today I'm going to call this message, Rebuilding the Temple in 3 Days. Rebuilding the Temple in 3 Days. And you might be sitting here saying, what does that mean? Well, we'll get into that because it means something very significant for your life. Last week we saw that everything that was wrong with us spiritually, physically, and mentally was laid upon Jesus Christ on the cross. Last week we saw what truly happened at the cross when so many people, they look at the physical sufferings of Christ and they think about the physical pain that Jesus went through. But we forget to realize the spiritual pain that he went through. That on the cross he cried out. He said, Father, Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? At that moment, Jesus was forsaken by the Father. That was the worst thing that could have ever happened to Christ. It was not the nails in his hands that was the worst. It wasn't the nails in his feet. It wasn't the thorns in his head. It wasn't the whip upon his back that was the worst thing that he ever faced. The worst thing that he ever faced was separation from his Father God. That's right. And everything that humanity lacked was laid upon Christ. Our sin was laid upon him. Our sickness and disease was laid upon him. Our grief and our sorrow was laid upon him. Our weaknesses were laid upon him. Our poverty was laid upon him. He became and is the great substitute that he took all of that. And we looked last week, we went through the scriptures and saw all the things that were laid upon Christ spiritually, physically, mentally, all those things. We saw over there in Isaiah 53 verse 4, it says, surely he hath borne or carried away our griefs, our sicknesses, our sorrows, our pains and our diseases. Yet we esteemed him smitten of God and afflicted, but he was bruised for our iniquities, right? He was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with whose stripes we are healed.
That's right.
Wow, glory to God. There's healing in there for your physical body. There's forgiveness in there for sins. Hallelujah. Jesus bore every negative emotion so you don't ever have to be defeated by sadness. Amen. Hallelujah. All of that was what really happened at the cross. Today we're going to talk about when Jesus Christ rebuilt the temple in 3 days. And maybe you don't understand what I'm talking about, but you're going to. Because it has a great big significance for you and for I. And this is why so many Christians are lacking. So many Christians are defeated. So many are just filled with depression and anxiety. And they're so concentrated on all the trials of this life. But let me tell you what. When you get revelation that Jesus bore it all. When you start to understand that he was your great substitute. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, it's going to set you free.
Yes.
Go to Matthew chapter 27. We're going to start reading over there in the 35th verse. We're going to read several scriptures here, the account of the crucifixion, because we're building into what was really going on there and what it means for us. Because so many times we just think of the story in terms of physical pain, and we don't realize what Christ did for us. And if you go without the knowledge of what Christ did and what he became for you, then I'll tell you what, you're going to be stolen from in life.
Sure.
You might be happy with just wanting, you know, milk and bread, so to speak. But Jesus went and bought you the whole store.
Yes. Glory to God.
Some Christians, they settle for far less than what Jesus purchased. I don't know about you, but I'm not here to settle.
No, that's right.
I'm not here to settle for less when he purchased for me everything that I would ever need.
That's right.
Verse 35, talking about the midst of his crucifixion. It says, and they crucified Jesus, and they parted his garments, casting lots, or they gambled over him. Obviously, Jesus was wearing something nice, wasn't he? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots, or they gambled for him. They rolled dice, so to speak. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Well, that accusation isn't even wrong. But he's more than king of the Jews, he's king of the world.
Yes.
Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads or shaking their heads, and saying, thou that destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross. So here they are quoting Jesus. Because Jesus said that he was going to tear down the temple in 3 days and rebuild it. We'll stop right there just in the midst so we can take a look at John chapter 2 and verse 19 to see that Jesus actually did say that. Jesus answered and said unto the Pharisees, he said, destroy this temple. He said, and I in 3 days will raise it up. Now what we're talking about here is that physical temple in Jerusalem, right? He's sitting there, that very large building. Actually, it took 46 years to build that building. So you can imagine how ridiculous it seemed to the Jews when he said, tear it down, and in 3 days I'm going to build it back up. So what they're quoting Jesus here in Matthew 27, it's absolutely correct. And they say, you that destroys the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and the elders, said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For Jesus had said, I am the Son of God. Everything they're accusing Jesus of is absolutely true. He is the Son of God, he is the King of the Jews, and he is tearing down the temple and rebuilding it in 3 days. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour, that would be noon, there was darkness over the land unto the ninth hour, or 3 p.m. 3 hours of darkness covered the earth. Morning.